weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. Let's go straight to the book of Hebrews in chapter 11. What a great chapter. Listen to what verse 6 says. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Now, there's a lot of parts to this, but there's a promise in here. I want to focus on the promise, but before I do, let's talk about the parts. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Let's just stop right there. Faith is one of those things that's so hard to describe and yet so easy to experience. Faith is when I believe something is what it says to be. Faith is when I can believe something when I cannot see it, when I cannot feel it, but I experience it because it's there, it's real. It says it's impossible to please God without faith. We don't come to faith unless we experience Jesus. When we experience Jesus, we experience faith. And then it goes on, it says, because anyone who comes to Him, and who's the Him? Jesus, must believe that He, Jesus, exists. And then here's the next part, that He rewards those who earnestly seek who? Him, Jesus. Now, the key word here is earnestly. We like to focus on the reward part, but earnestly is the key. You know, part of the problem with seeking after Jesus earnestly is busyness. Busyness and faith make really bad business partners. They are uneasy neighbors. Busyness says, don't just stand there, go do something, get it done, get moving, get busy, rush, go now, quick, work, hurry, press, push. I mean, that's what it says, more, 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 do more. Now, in contrast to that, faith says, don't just do something, stand there, be quiet, be still, wait, seek, listen, trust, obey, go against the flow. You and I live in a world that seems to relish being able to describe how busy we are, almost like we become a nation of martyrs. Let's see who's the busiest, who's the most tired, who has worked the longest. Well, our world prizes busyness. Isn't it interesting that what the world tends to cherish and prize, God says is foolishness? I mean, who gets praised and promoted? Lots of times it's the person with the busiest schedule. I heard one fellow say, if you want to get something done, always ask the busiest guy in town because he'll say yes. Well, I'm afraid I've been that guy before. You know, the one who logs in the most hours at the office isn't always the one that is the most productive. They're just busy. God, on the other hand, values faith, not busyness. Without deep trust in the invisible realities of life, the Bible says we'll never encounter the living God or experience the incomparable blessings that He wants to shower on us. Friend, listen, at the end of the day, isn't that what we want? I mean, let me go back to the text. That He, God, wants to reward those who earnestly seek after Him. When we seek after God, we're the recipient of His blessings, and yet we spend so much of our time chasing after blessings. What if, rather than counting on our busyness, we were to lean hard into our faith and to grow our faith by trusting in Him? Listen to what God's promise is to us. God says, you can't please me apart from having faith. Now, that's a deep, abiding faith, not flashing, not fleeting. And then He says, and I'll reward those who seek after me. Well, what does the seeking look like? Well, He said in Hebrews 11:6, when we earnestly seek after Him, then what should be our prayer if we want to experience that? Well, Lord, without faith, I can't please you. Would you forgive me for the times that I imagine that my busy life is the way to fulfillment and to peace? Lord, I know real faith believes that you, the God of the Bible, my creator, my sustainer, my strong tower, you are the one true God. Heavenly Father, would you allow my soul to to be deepened in my trust and my faith in you. And reveal yourself to me in fresh and mighty ways today so that my faith would easily chase after you and I might enjoy your reward found in deeper and abiding faith. Oh, my friend, that's where the joy is. God bless you, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.